What if you could predict how someone would handle pressure before you hired them, or spot a toxic partnership before signing the contract? We've been sold a bill of goods about emotional intelligence, the idea that reading someone's fleeting mood in a meeting makes you a master of human nature. But here's what decades of research actually show. Understanding someone's stable personality traits matters far more than catching their momentary emotions. While 42% of companies now offer EQ training to executives, many psychologists quietly admit that popular emotional intelligence concepts are largely bunk. The real game changer isn't reading emotions, it's developing perceptivity, the ability to see through surface behaviors and understand the enduring patterns that shape how people think, feel, and act. Remember your first date with someone who became important in your life? That flood of information, their laugh, their stories, how they treated the waiter? Our brains face a too much data problem when meeting someone new. Psychologists established the big five personality dimensions: openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism, psychology's most validated model for understanding character. Yet the big five works brilliantly for research, but feels clunky in real life. Enter the personality blueprint, organized around five intuitive areas: how people think, intellect, express emotions, emotionality, engage socially, sociability, what drives them, drive, and how they execute, diligence. Add a sixth element, self-mastery, whether someone can moderate their natural tendencies when needed, and you have a lens for understanding anyone. Consider Elon Musk. Traits that served him brilliantly building PayPal and Tesla became liabilities managing Twitter's people-focused culture. Personality traits aren't inherently good or bad. Context determines their value. Kevin Plank, Under Armour's billionaire founder, once jumped onto a boardroom table during an executive meeting to model his company's products, an unforgettable display of charisma and strategic showmanship. Most people don't advertise their personalities so transparently. They hide behind pleasantries, and technology has made this worse by distracting us from gathering vital social information. To draw out someone's true nature, start by building trust. Find genuine connection points, mutual acquaintances, shared interests, common experiences. Match your words with friendly body language. Smile, make eye contact, turn toward them. Share small details about yourself to establish reciprocity, but keep the spotlight on them. Once they're talking, steer toward their personal story. Our identities form in adolescence and adapt through experience, so hearing someone's life narrative reveals both who they think they are and how their personality developed. Four power questions consistently unlock personality insights. First, who's been a major influence in your life, and how are you similar and different from them? Second, what themes do you notice in your close friendships? Third, if you looked at your story objectively, how would you characterize the main character? Fourth, what would an ex-boss or former partner say about you? As they answer, actively interpret the information. When someone mentions leaving a stable accounting job for a creative marketing position paying peanuts, that reveals drive. Creativity motivates them more than money. Bill and Carol Murphy partnered with Mark Gorman because he seemed like a great guy. Polite, interesting, friendly. Within months, it became a nightmare. Mark overpromised on renovations, avoided communicating problems, then exploded in anger. We meet someone, form a quick impression, and make life-altering decisions based on vibes rather than systematic understanding. Context determines everything. Steve Ballmer's conventional finance background led to Microsoft's lost decade, missing opportunities in search, mobile, and social media. Satya Nadella's empathetic, innovative temperament transformed Microsoft's culture and drove visionary acquisitions like OpenAI. Same company, different contexts, opposite outcomes. Create a success profile before evaluating anyone. Define what the person needs to accomplish, consider the cultural context, identify organizational values, and think about future strategic goals. Then conduct deep dive interviews, exploring candidates' life stories, transitions, relationships with authority, and aspirations. Meet in person when possible. Video conferencing loses crucial nonverbal cues. After the interview, compare their personality blueprint with your success profile. This methodical approach works for any selection process, from hiring employees to choosing whom to trust with your most important projects. When a private equity firm acquired Platinum Jewelers in 2015, they created a user's manual for Danielle, the brilliant but difficult founder. Assessment revealed a classic entrepreneur, intelligent, ambitious, thriving on freedom and impulsive decisions. The manual provided specific guidelines for what would please or irritate her, how to motivate her, and how to deliver feedback she'd actually hear. This approach resolved conflict between two senior executives, Jerry, a sharp former investment banker, and Charles, a gentle Midwesterner. Creating a partnership roadmap ended years of tension. Jerry understood that Charles's passive-aggressive behaviors stemmed from frustration, not manipulation. Charles recognized that Jerry's bluntness reflected directness, not hostility. Understanding personality transforms relationships from frustrating puzzles into navigable terrain. When Frank hired Sonia as COO, learning about her childhood trauma explained her emphasis on fairness and structured work style. This knowledge allowed Frank to adjust his naturally emotional approach to accommodate Sonia's need for autonomy and transparency. Tanya struggled co-leading a marketing agency. Quiet and passive, she felt overshadowed by her charismatic co-leader, Samantha. Through coaching, Tanya learned to speak more assertively, use techniques like speaking in threes to project authority, and adjust her presentation style. She gained mastery over expressing her personality and positioned herself for higher leadership after Samantha eventually left. We can't ignore our weaknesses. A tennis player with a terrible backhand who never practices it will always be vulnerable. The same applies to personality. 11 common derailers, patterns of behavior that emerge under stress, can sabotage success. Becoming too excitable, skeptical, cautious, reserved, bold, impulsive, attention-seeking, perfectionistic, sycophantic, eccentric, or passive-aggressive. Dave Hoppy Hopkinson rose from ticket salesman to overseeing all sales and partnerships at Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment over 20 years. His assessment revealed he was too excitable and too engaging. By appearing more measured, gaining operational fluency, and implementing predictable systems, others began seeing him as a seasoned strategic leader. Self-awareness combined with deliberate behavior change transforms personality from a fixed constraint into a flexible tool. When people learn I'm a psychologist, they joke, "Are you analyzing me right now?" The truth? Yes. I notice my father's obsession with perfectly straight picture frames, my friend's concern about my distraction, my children's musical talents. This isn't clinical detachment. It's engaged curiosity about what makes people tick. Good judgment isn't deployed only when hiring or choosing partners. It's a habit cultivated until it becomes second nature. The personality blueprint must live with you, activated by insatiable curiosity and rigorous interpretation of behavior. Like poker player Daniel Negreanu, whose chatty demeanor gathers crucial information while others hide behind sunglasses, strategic attention to personality yields advantages others miss. Developing perceptivity as daily practice yields benefits beyond better decisions. Your character improves as you become wiser, more aware of biases, and more empathetic. In a world increasingly mediated by screens, the human ability to truly see one another remains our most precious skill. Your X-ray vision for people isn't just a competitive advantage. It's a richer, more meaningful way to navigate our complex social world.